Fantastic Mr. Fox. Chapter 1. Farmer Boggis, Farmer Bunce, and Farmer Bean were rich. They were also mean. Boggis was a fat chicken farmer who ate 3 chickens every day. Bunce was a short duck farmer who also loved food. Bean was a tall, thin turkey and apple farmer. He never ate, but he drank cider from his apples. He loved it. On a hill above the 3 farms, there was a wood. In that wood, in a hole under a big tree, a clever fox lived with Mrs. Fox and their 4 small foxes. Every evening, Mr. Fox went down to one of the farms and took a nice fat chicken, or a duck, or a turkey for their dinner. The farmers hated Mr. Fox. They wanted to kill him and his family.
"I've got an idea," said Bean. "Let's hide outside his hole tomorrow night and catch him."
"But where is his hole? We don't know," said Bunce.
Bean was excited.
"I can take you there," he said. "It's under a big tree in the middle of the wood."
Chapter 2. That night, the farmers waited at the big tree. "Let's have Bunce's duck tonight," said Mrs. Fox below them. Mr. Fox looked out into the night. All was quiet. But what was that? It was a gun. Mr. Fox ran back into his hole. Bang! And again, bang, bang!
"Did we get him?"
shouted Bean. Boggis, Bunce and Bean walked to the hole under the big tree, and there, on the ground, was Mr. Fox's tail.
"Oh, no! We got the tail, but not the fox," said Bean.
"What can we do now?" asked Bunce.
"Let's dig him out," Bean said angrily. "Him and his family."
"Good idea," said Boggis.
"Start digging," shouted Bean.
There was no food that night. Mrs. Fox and the small foxes quickly went to sleep. Mr. Fox could not sleep. He had no tail now. Suddenly, he heard a noise above him. "Wake up," he shouted. "They're digging us out." Mrs. Fox began to cry. "I've got an idea," Mr. Fox said. "Foxes are better diggers than men." Mr. Fox started digging. "Help me, all of you. Dig down. We have to go deep." The hole got deeper and deeper. After about an hour, Mr. Fox stopped and listened. All was quiet. "They can't catch us now," he said.
"You see, children, your father saves us again," said Mrs. Fox. "He's a fantastic fox."
Mr. Fox smiled. The next day, the farmers tried again. This time, they used big black diggers. Boggis drove one.
"Kill the fox!" he shouted.
Bean drove one too.
"What's that noise?"
asked Mrs. Fox. She looked up. Suddenly, there was a hole above them.
"Diggers!" cried Mr. Fox. "They're using diggers! Our tree's coming down! Dig for your lives! Dig! Dig! Dig!" Don't stop, little ones, shouted Mrs. Fox.
The small foxes dug faster and faster. The diggers ate into the ground and pulled out trees and rocks, but the farmers could not catch the foxes. They dug all day, and the hole got bigger and bigger. At 6 o'clock, the farmers stopped.
What do we do now? Asked Bunce angrily.
Let's stay here day and night, said Bean. He has to come out.
But he could dig under the hill and get away, Boggis said.
We must put men round the hill, said Bean.
I've got 35 men, said Boggis. I've got 36, Bunce said.
I've got 37, Bean said. With all these men, he can't get away.
Chapter 3. For 3 nights, the farmers waited. The foxes were hungry now. I've got an idea, said Mr. Fox. But we have to dig again.
We can dig, shouted the small foxes.
I'm too weak, said Mrs. Fox.
The other foxes started digging. They dug for hours, down, then up. Suddenly, there was a floor above their heads. Mr. Fox pushed the wood up.
Hurrah! He cried. We're here!
And there, in front of them, were hundreds of chickens. They were in Boggis's chicken house. Mr. Fox killed 3 chickens and gave them to his oldest child. Take these to your mother, he said. Mr. Fox went back into the tunnel and pulled the wood down after him. Now we dig a second tunnel, he said to the 3 small foxes. Suddenly, they heard a noise. It was Badger.
We are all hungry, Fox, Badger said. We can't get out. There are men with guns up there. It's your fault. They're looking for you.
Badger, bring your family and friends to my house. We've got a lot of chickens. Help me dig a tunnel first, Badger, said Mr. Fox. After some more digging, they were under a different floor. Mr. Fox pushed it up and looked inside.
Yes, he shouted. Bunce's storehouse!
There were hundreds of fat ducks.
Take some ducks, children, and some vegetables.
The rabbits are going to be at our party, and they don't eat meat. 2 of the small foxes took the food back to their mother.
Let's go to Bean's now, said Mr. Fox. But isn't this wrong? We're stealing, Badger said.
Those farmers want to kill us, Badger. We're not trying to kill them. We want a little food. Our children have to eat.
Said Badger. Yes, you're right.
Mr. Fox and Badger dug a 3rd tunnel and came to the wall of an underground room. Mr. Fox pulled out a rock and they went in. There were hundreds of bottles.
But there's no food here, said Badger.
We've got food, said Mr. Fox. We're looking for drinks now. This is Bean's cider house, and his cider tastes wonderful. Suddenly, there was a noise. A big woman was on the stairs. Hide, said Mr. Fox. The woman looked looked round the room.
"There's a bad smell down here, Mrs. Bean," she shouted. "Bring the cider up, Mabel," shouted Mrs. Bean.
Mabel took two bottles and went upstairs.
"Take a bottle and let's go," said Mr. Fox.
And they ran. Chapter 4. All the animals were at Mr. Fox's house, round a big table. They ate and ate. Then Badger stood up.
"To Mr. Fox, thank you to our friend," he said. "He saved our lives today."
The animals held up their glasses.
"I only want to say one thing," said Mrs. Fox. "My husband is a fantastic fox."
"Thank you, my friends," said Mr. Fox. "This party is wonderful, but now we must think about tomorrow. The farmers want to kill us, but we don't have to go out again. We can use the tunnels for food and drink, and we can live here in our little underground town." The animals all laughed and shouted happily. Outside the fox's hole, Boggis and Bunce and Bean sat with their guns. It was cold and wet.
"He has to come out," Boggis said. "He has to eat," said Bunce.
"He has to drink," said Bean.
They sat next to the hole and waited for the fox. And they sat. And they sat. And they sat. Fantastic Mr. Fox by Roald Dahl. Chapter 1. Farmer Boggis, Farmer Bunce, and Farmer Bean were rich. They were also mean. Boggis was a fat chicken farmer who ate 3 chickens every day. Bunce was a short duck farmer who also loved food. Bean was a tall, thin turkey and apple farmer. He never ate, but he drank cider from his apples. He loved it. On a hill above the 3 farms, there was a wood. In that wood, in a hole under a big tree, a clever fox lived with Mrs. Fox and their 4 small foxes. Every evening, Mr. Fox went down to one of the farms and took a nice fat chicken, or a duck, or a turkey for their dinner. The farmers hated Mr. Fox. They wanted to kill him and his family.
"I've got an idea," said Bean. "Let's hide outside his hole tomorrow night and catch him."
"But where is his hole? We don't know," said Bunce.
Bean was excited.
"I can take you there," he said. "It's under a big tree in the middle of the wood."
Chapter 2. That night, the farmers waited at the big tree. "Let's have Bunce's duck tonight," said Mrs. Fox below them. Mr. Fox looked out into the night. All was quiet. But what was that? It was a gun. Mr. Fox ran back into his hole.
Bang!
And again, bang, bang!
"Did we get him?" shouted Bean.
Boggis, Bunce and Bean walked to the hole under the big tree, and there, on the ground, was Mr. Fox's tail.
Oh, no! We got the tail, but not the fox, said Bean.
What can we do now? Asked Bunce.
Let's dig him out, Bean said angrily. Him and his family.
Good idea, said Boggis.
Start digging, shouted Bean.
There was no food that night. Mrs. Fox and the small foxes quickly went to sleep. Mr. Fox could not sleep. He had no tail now. Suddenly, he heard a noise above him.
Wake up! He shouted. They're digging us out!
Mrs. Fox began to cry. I've got an idea, Mr. Fox said. Foxes are better diggers than men. Mr. Fox started digging.
Help me, all of you! Dig down! We have to go deep!
The hole got deeper and deeper. After about an hour, Mr. Fox stopped and listened. All was quiet.
They can't catch us now, he said.
You see, children, your father saves us again, said Mrs. Fox. He's a fantastic fox.
Mr. Fox smiled. The next day, the farmers tried again. This time, they used big black diggers. Boggis drove one.
Kill the fox! He shouted.
Bean drove one too.
What's that noise?
Asked Mrs. Fox. She looked up.
Suddenly, there was a hole above them. Diggers! Cried Mr. Fox. They're using diggers! Our tree's coming down! Dig for your lives! Dig! Dig! Dig!
Don't stop, little ones! Shouted Mrs. Fox.
The small foxes dug faster and faster. The diggers et into the ground and pulled out trees and rocks. But the farmers could not catch the foxes. They dug all day, and the hole got bigger and bigger. At 6 o'clock, the farmers stopped.
What do we do now? Asked Bunce angrily.
Let's stay here day and night, said Bean. He has to come out.
But he could dig under the hill and get away,
Boggis said.
We must put men round the hill, said Bean.
I've got 35 men, said Boggis. I've got 36,
Bunce said.
I've got 37, Bean said. With all these men, he can't get away.
Chapter 3. For 3 nights, the farmers waited. The foxes were hungry now.
I've got an idea, said Mr. Fox. But we have to dig again.
We can dig,
shouted the small foxes.
I'm too weak,
said Mrs. Fox. The other foxes started digging. They dug for hours, down, then up. Suddenly, there was a floor above their heads. Mr. Fox pushed the wood up.
Hurrah! He cried. We're here!
And there, in front of them, were hundreds of chickens. They were in Boggis's chicken house. Mr. Fox killed 3 chickens and gave them to his oldest child. Take these to your mother, he said. Mr. Fox went back into the tunnel and pulled the wood down after him. "Now we dig a second tunnel," he said to the three small foxes. Suddenly, they heard a noise. It was Badger.
"We are all hungry, Fox," Badger said. "We can't get out. There are men with guns up there. It's your fault. They're looking for you."
"Badger, bring your family and friends to my house. We've got a lot of chickens." "Help me dig a tunnel first, Badger," said Mr. Fox. After some more digging, they were under a different floor. Mr. Fox pushed it up and looked inside.
"Yes!" he shouted. "Bunce's storehouse!"
There were hundreds of fat ducks.
"Take some ducks, children, and some vegetables. The rabbits are going to be at our party, and they don't eat meat."
Two of the small foxes took the food back to their mother.
"Let's go to beans now," said Mr. Fox.
"But isn't this wrong? We're stealing," Badger said.
"Those farmers want to kill us, Badger. We're not trying to kill them. We want a little food. Our children have to eat."
Said Badger. "Yes, you're right."
Mr. Fox and Badger dug a third tunnel and came to the wall of an underground room. Mr. Fox pulled out a rock and they went in. There were hundreds of bottles.
"But there's no food here," said Badger.
"We've got food," said Mr. Fox. "We're looking for drinks now. This is Bean's cider house, and his cider tastes wonderful."
Suddenly, there was a noise. A big woman was on the stairs.
"Hide," said Mr. Fox.
The woman looked round the room.
"There's a bad smell down here, Mrs. Bean," she shouted. "Bring the cider up, Mabel," shouted Mrs. Bean.
Mabel took two bottles and went upstairs.
"Take a bottle and let's go," said Mr. Fox.
And they ran. Chapter 4. All the animals were at Mr. Fox's house, round a big table. They ate and ate. Then Badger stood up.
"To Mr. Fox, thank you to our friend," he said. "He saved our lives today."
The animals held up their glasses.
"I only want to say one thing," said Mrs. Fox. "My husband is a fantastic fox."
"Thank you, my friends," said Mr. Fox. "This party is wonderful, but now we must think about tomorrow. The farmers want to kill us, but we don't have to go out again. We can use the tunnels for food and drink, and we can live here in our little underground town." The animals all laughed and shouted happily. Outside the fox's hole, Boggis and Bunce and Bean sat with their guns. It was cold and wet.
"He has to come out," Boggis said.
"He has to eat," said Bunce.
"He has to drink," said Bean.
They sat next to the hole and waited for the fox. And they sat. And they sat. And they sat.